Pages 4 and 5. Daedalus Vision takes flight. Earlier this year, we launched a draft Daedalus Vision, which explains how we see the future of the land we own at Daedalus over the next 10 years. It includes our objectives for the site and how we intend to achieve these, as well as the types of development and businesses we would like to see at Daedalus. Why do we need a vision? The site is currently split into 4 areas, Daedalus West, East, North, and the airfield. We want to offer a variety of opportunities and facilities in these areas, including space for businesses, aviation, skills and innovation, as well as green space for the local community. We want to make sure that we make the most of the airfield in a way that serves the present and future needs of both businesses and residents. We're also working to make the airfield financially viable and enable flying here in the long term. Over 500 people saw the council's vision in September at a combined exhibition and community action team meeting held in Stubbington. The feedback we received was very positive, and many people were excited by the green space that we will be opening up for residents to enjoy. Success so far? Daedalus has already achieved great things. Fareham's College Centre of Excellence in Engineering and Manufacturing Advanced Skills Training, CMAS, celebrated its first birthday in July. It also won an award for the Best Educational Building at the South and Southeast Building Excellence Awards. The Innovation Centre had already exceeded an occupancy level of 55% in its first 6 months. 11 businesses have moved into the building, creating 43 full-time equivalent jobs. Fareham Borough Council was recognised for its work on the Innovation Centre back in September. We won the Most Innovative Small Business Friendly Programme, Campaign or Project Award at the 2015 Federation of Small Businesses, FSB, Wessex Regional Local Authority Small Business Friendly Awards. A new commercial building is currently under construction at Daedalus East, with another starting on site shortly. Roads are being built on the east area to allow new hangars and commercial buildings to be constructed. These should be finished in early 2016. At Daedalus South, we've started to make improvements on the airfield to attract more visiting aircraft, including better access to the beach and pilot facilities. What next? We will shortly publish a master plan setting out more detail about how the site will be developed, which you can comment on later in the year. If you would like to read the draft Daedalus vision, please see www.fareham.gov.uk.
New roads to support residents and business. In addition to the road improvements on site, there are also plans for a number of major road improvements, helping to ensure that Daedalus is an accessible place for business growth. Hampshire County Council has submitted a planning application for Stubbington Bypass and Newgate Lane South. Both applications and all of the supporting plans and documents can be found on Hampshire County Council's website, www.hants.gov.uk. Plans for the Stubbington Bypass route include the construction of a new 3.5-kilometre single carriageway road linking Titchfield Road to Gosport Road, improvement works to Titchfield Road and Gosport Road, new or improved junctions at Titchfield Gyratory, Bridge Street, Titchfield Road, Peak Lane, Gosport Road and Peel Common Roundabout. Traffic management improvements in Stubbington Village to coincide with the opening of the new bypass. Funding to deliver the scheme has not yet been secured by Hampshire County Council. Plans for Newgate Lane South include the construction of a new 1.5-kilometre single carriageway road east of the existing Newgate Lane to provide a new connection from the improved Newgate Lane North section to Peel Common Roundabout. The construction of a junction and link road to access the existing route of Newgate Lane. Full funding for this scheme has been secured by Hampshire County Council, and subject to planning permission being granted, construction could start in 2017/18. A decision for the Stubbington Bypass and Newgate Lane South will be made by Hampshire County Council. Please visit www.hants.gov.uk for an update.